She can't find him, though. He's nowhere to be seen.
Here he appears, so she asks him where he's been.
She looks outside, the stable down up and again.
I'm gonna give it some... I'm gonna...
She's always wondering why he's always at the races. He goes to ask her on a most regular basis. She cannot see him, so she takes a look around. The body's nowhere, no, he's nowhere to be found. She looks outside, the stable door open again. And there's footprints on the bucket. The way he's acting's really getting on her nerves now. She started thinking that he's nothing but a perv now. She cannot find him, no, he's nowhere to be seen. Here he appears, so she asks him where he's been. She looks outside, the stable door's open again. And there's footprints on the bucket. Telephone cable. She grabs a bucket and she's heading for the stable. She starts to realize that her life is just a wreck. She stands on the bucket, ties a noose around her neck. She jumps off the bucket, she'll never feel pain again. And there's footprints on the bucket.